8 degrees at last check, but it's not nearly as bad here as it is around the country. We have, again, dodged Mother Nature's weather bullet. I don't want to say that too often. I don't want to jinx us, but so far we're okay. We're doing okay. This is one of those important stories, so I call your attention to the fact that this is, in fact, could be a life or death story. It's colorless, it's odorless, tasteless, and it can be a killer. At least 1 in 10 lung cancer deaths. How many times have we had somebody we know, somebody in the family, somebody dying of lung cancer, and the first thing people say is, did they smoke? No, they didn't smoke. 21,000 people in the United States every year dying because of radon exposure. And this month is Radon Awareness Month to update us on the facts that we need to know and we need to follow up on. Who better than the inside-outside guys, and in this case, the inside guy, Chuck Bridenstine, who's on the other end of our line right now and getting warmed up, has his ankles taped for his Saturday, tomorrow, and Sunday 10 to noon show. Chuck, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
I am doing
good.
I'm sorry?
The ankles taped comment is good.
Well, I know you guys take this very seriously, and you are so well worth listening to because I've never listened to you without learning a lot. And it doesn't cost a thing. It's free on WJR. That's just another great service of this great radio station. So tomorrow and Sunday, 10 to noon, listen to the Inside Outside guys. And it's especially important to remind everybody about radon. Talk to us.
Well, first of all, I don't want to, you know, put a panic out there. We've had enough negative news to stress people. But one of the reasons we see this becoming an issue in the last couple of decades is because we're no longer living in our grandfather's two-story clapboard-sided home that stood in the middle of 50 acres. If you recall, those houses had you wearing 5 layers throughout January, February, because no respectable piece of air would stay in that house for more than 2 minutes before it blew through the walls or the windows. Now we're building
tighter houses, tighter apartments, which sounded and seemed, and maybe still is, a very good idea. But there are ramifications, you're telling us.
There really are, and the industry is slow to systematize things. If we had addressed this as one issue, it wouldn't perhaps be what it is today. But what happens is we're all shutting the doors, we're shutting the screens and the windows, and we're rebreathing the same air. So indoor contaminants like mold or carbon monoxide or radon are more likely to be in higher concentration between now and, say, the 1st of May when we throw open the sashes.
What was the last thing you said?
When you throw open the windows in May, of course, and let air move through the house and let the house breathe, then it's not as big of an issue.
Well, in our old house, which was a newer house than our current old house, which is an older house, in the newer house that we moved from, there was active radon removal, meaning there were fans that would go off. There were little pipes outside the house, and they were pumping air out. But that's because it was a newer house. What about those of us living in these older houses? Are we dependent on the air flow going in and out of the house because it's not as tight? Is there something else we should be doing?
And you can't have a presumption that you will have an active remediation system. Only 11 states in the United States require those, and Michigan is not one of them.
And why would that be?
Well, it's a matter of politics, to be honest with you, combined with bureaucracy. You know, where are the priorities? Who do you want to upset? Where do you want your focus? There are 7 counties in Michigan that require passive remediation systems, which is really just a pipe that extends below the concrete slab in the basement and up through the roof. That counts on convective heat loss in the house to suck radon from below the basement slab and up out of the house. But a passive system or an active system should be installed in any home that has the potential for radon, Paul.
First thing we have to do is test for radon. I always have always heard about the tests you can pick up at the hardware store or something. Give us some guidance here.
Yeah, there's two basic types, short-term from 2 to 90 days, and long-term anything beyond 90 days, and usually a laboratory is going to conduct those for you. And what you do is place them throughout the home. We have suggestions in our article that appears today in the Detroit News for where you place them. You want to have a minimum of about 4 of those. They're about $10 a piece. In some cases, they're actually free. The National Radon Program Services group will actually furnish those to you. But you set them out for that recommended period of time, and then you seal them in an envelope, ship them to a lab. The lab will give you your results. And that way you know you're getting good results that are solid, at least for the test period that you had them in place for.
All right, so you can get the tests through your local health departments, local hardware stores, and
yep,
through that National Radon Program Services at sosradon.org/test kits. sosradon.org/test kits. As the inside guy from the Inside Outside Guys, Chuck, do you have or recommend any air cleaners, air purifiers that could be of help?
Actually, the best thing people can do, Paul, is circulate their air. Ken and I talk about this all the time. The more you can move all of the air continually through your home, the more you're going to dilute any potential indoor pollutants. So that's kind of step one. And the more you will move them through your filter in your furnace system. So those two things. And then next, if you caulk any crack in a basement floor or basement wall and put a sealed lid on the pump, those are about $40, you will really reduce the opportunity for radon to naturally infiltrate from your basement.
All right. That's something we should do. Here's the thing. We absolutely need to do something. This is information that's extremely important, can affect all of us, and it's Radon Awareness Month. Take advantage of it being Radon Awareness Month. Do two things. Pick up your Detroit News today and read the column by the guys. It's called The Invisible Killer by Ken Calvary and Chuck Bridenstine. And listen to them on the Inside Outside Guys on WJR, Saturdays and Sunday from 10 till noon. You do great work every weekend. We always listen when we can and learn and benefit from your knowledge, and we really appreciate you sharing it.
God bless you. We appreciate the opportunity to do this. And, Paul, we'll be down at the Novi Expo this weekend if you want to come down and have a coffee.
This is the weekend. All right, Novi Expo this weekend. Well, that's good, because if you want to feel like spring is coming, 58 or 59 days. I didn't go by the Alamon sign in Grosse Pointe to see what they said. It's soon, though, I mean, relatively speaking. But if you want to feel springish, go to the Novi Expo for this show, because they're all set up and getting you all ready to do all the things around your house that you'll want to do for the spring. It's all good news. Thanks for the reminder. I appreciate it, Chuck.
We appreciate you, Paul. Stay well.
All right. You do the same. Chuck Bridenstine, the inside guy from the Inside Outside Guys, where he and Ken do just a great job here on the radio for you, Saturdays and Sundays, 10 till noon. As we continue on this Friday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR,